Picture the sound of a Rotax 900 series turning over on a cold morning. It's higher pitch than what most of us grew up with, faster spinning. A different rhythm entirely from the big Lycoming and Continental engines that have filled our headsets for decades. That sound is becoming the sound of general aviation's future. And one headset maker just decided to do something about it. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, where we take the day's aviation headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the person in the left seat. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know. Lightspeed Aviation has developed a Rotax-specific audio and active noise reduction profile for its Delta Zulu headset. That's the reporting from the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the AOPA, and it's a bigger deal than a single product tweak might suggest. Let me back up and explain why, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Active noise reduction, or ANR, is the technology in a modern headset that listens to the ambient noise around you and generates an inverse sound wave to cancel it out. Your passive ear seals block some noise just by being there. ANR goes after what gets through. And here's the thing most pilots don't think about. ANR is not one size fits all. The noise signature inside a cockpit is a fingerprint. It depends on the engine, the propeller, the airframe, the RPM range you cruise at. A big bore four-cylinder Lycoming loafing along at 2300 RPM produces a low throbbing drone. A geared Rotax 900 series spinning its prop through a reduction gearbox produces something entirely different. Higher frequencies, a tighter, busier acoustic pattern. Traditional ANR profiles were tuned, whether the manufacturers said so out loud or not, around the engines that dominated the fleet. The Lycomings, the Continentals, the big American piston engines that have powered training and personal aircraft since the middle of the last century. But look at what's rolling out of the factories now. The Rotax 900 series is everywhere in new aircraft offerings. Light sport aircraft, the growing category of new certified singles. Flight school fleets that are turning over to modern, fuel-injected, lower operating cost power plants. Pipistrel, Technim, the Bristel, the flight design airplanes, a long and growing list. If you're shopping for something new or training at a school that recently modernized, there's a very good chance a Rotax is turning up front. So Lightspeed looked at that shift and asked a smart question. If the fleet is changing, shouldn't the noise cancellation change with it? This affects you if you fly behind a Rotax or you're about to. The Delta Zulu, for those who haven't followed it, is Lightspeed's flagship headset. It already carries some genuinely useful features. It has a built-in carbon monoxide detector that will alert you through the ear cups if dangerous levels show up in the cockpit. That alone has real safety value, and it's the kind of thing I'll always give credit for. It also offers what Lightspeed calls health-based hearing, letting you tailor the audio to your own hearing profile. What's new here is a dedicated Rotax mode. And ANR and audio profile shaped specifically for the acoustic environment those engines create. In plain terms, the headset is being told in advance what a Rotax cockpit sounds like so it can cancel that noise more precisely instead of applying a generic curve. Now let me flag something clearly, because I promised you context and not hype. The real-world performance gains here are going to vary. Every airframe is different. A Rotax in a tube and fabric tail dragger will not sound identical to the same engine in a sleek composite cruiser. Lightspeed's profile is a starting point tuned to the engine, not a guarantee of silence in your specific airplane. I have not flown with this profile myself, and that's my honest caveat. Treat the marketing numbers the way you treat any manufacturer's numbers, with interest and with a test flight. But the direction matters. And this is the part I want you to sit with. For years, pilots flying the newer light aircraft have quietly reported that their premium headsets didn't feel quite as effective as they did in a traditional trainer. Some assumed the headset was the problem. Some assumed it was their ears. In a lot of cases, the actual answer was simpler. The noise cancellation was optimized for an engine they weren't flying. Lightspeed acknowledging that and building for it is a signal that the accessory makers are finally catching up to where the fleet is actually going. Hearing protection is not a luxury item. It's long-term health. Noise-induced hearing loss is cumulative, it's permanent, and it is one of the most common and most preventable occupational injuries in aviation. Anything that makes noise cancellation genuinely more effective for the airplane you actually fly is worth paying attention to. So what should you do about it? If you fly behind a Rotax or you're training in one, and you're in the market for a new headset, this belongs on your comparison list. Ask specifically about the Rotax profile. Ask whether it's a firmware update to existing Delta Zulu units or something baked into new production, because that determines whether current owners can get it too. And if you can, do what you do before buying any headset. Fly with it in your airplane before you commit. Bring it on a flight. Listen for yourself. If you fly behind a traditional engine, this particular profile isn't aimed at you, and that's fine. But watch the trend. When one major manufacturer starts tuning for specific power plants, the others tend to follow. We may be moving toward a world where you select your engine type in a headset the same way you'd load an aircraft profile into an avionics suite. That's a good direction for all of us. And here's the broader takeaway, the one that outlasts any single product. The general aviation fleet is quietly modernizing under our feet. New engines, new airframes, new expectations. The gear we bolt on, strap on, and plug in is going to have to keep pace. Today, it's a headset profile. The interesting question is what gets rethought next? That's the story worth your time today. My thanks to the AOPA for the reporting, and credit to Lightspeed Aviation for the details on the Delta Zulu. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com. Protect your hearing. It doesn't grow back. I'm Tower, and this has been Atis. Fly safe out there.